This year, the topic is innovation, and we've taken a really broad approach to it. So we didn't want a whole forum full of innovation experts. We only have a good chunk of them. But then we have a good chunk of life coaches, psychologists, farmers. And it's everything from, you know, how do you do innovation in a big organization? How do you kind of get it all the way through? And people cover different parts of that. All the way through to people talking about how they innovate their life.
How do you innovate your life? Wow, what a big theme. How do you innovate a part of your life? How do you innovate congregation? How do you innovate an individual huddle? Very tough, very difficult to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else. To make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight. I didn't make up those words. No one can build you the bridge on which you and only you must cross the river of life. I didn't write those words. The true and durable path into and through experience involves being true to your own solitude, true to your own secret knowledge. I didn't write those words either. A poet is someone who feels and who expresses his feelings through words. This may sound easy. It isn't. A lot of people think or believe or know they feel. But that's thinking or believing or knowing, not feeling. And poetry is feeling, not knowing or believing or thinking. Almost anyone can learn to think or believe or know, but not a single human being can be taught to feel. Why? Because whenever you think, or you believe, or you know, you're a lot of other people. But the moment you feel, you're nobody but yourself. To be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting. That's E. Cummings. Now, the best definition of innovation that I know is also the simplest one and easiest to remember. Innovation is not copying. I picked a very unimpressive title for my blog post. I called it, "Not Copying Will Make You Stronger," because I read in something Chris Brogan wrote that the phrase "will make you" is one of the most attractive phrases to use in a title of a blog post. So I decided to experiment by using something that Chris Brogan came up with in one of his Sunday newsletters to see if it would result in more people than I expected reading my blog post. In fact, so far no one has read my blog post because my blog post is not written. This is my blog post. I realize that this is the fifth or sixth year of congregation, and that each year there have been huddles, and that at each huddle there's been a group of people, there's been somebody chairing them, and there's been presentations, conversations, and a whole lot of imaginations in the same room. And I thought to myself, well, I always think to myself, what would a huddle have to be like if I didn't copy it from the format of the last few years? What kind of an experience would the huddle have to be if it was going to be innovative? And as soon as I asked that question, I got excited and I got scared. I got excited because I thought, wow, imagine what it would be like if I went to a huddle and I came away saying, wow, that was run in an innovative way. There'll be lots of ideas, new ideas, fresh ideas for me to take in at the workshop. There'll be fresh ideas for you to take in at the huddle, fresh information. But the process, what would it have to be like? And I thought, it's all very easy to come up with. The thought that I want this huddle to not copy any other huddle. Is there a point in having a huddle that isn't innovative, that isn't talking about innovation, but is an innovative experience in its own right? Well, of course there is. The whole of life cannot be an experience of innovation. Being traditional, re-emphasizing, re-communicating, copying, imitating, being inspired by others, acquiring knowledge which others have acquired. Daily life would be impossible without doing that. But what happened at El Bulli? What happened in the restaurant in El Bulli? Every 6 months they threw away the recipe book. Every 6 months they set out to unlearn. They closed down. There are conservative definitions of innovation. To modify in a small way something that already exists is sometimes referred to as innovation. So, for example, in running a huddle, to begin with questions rather than presenting something, perhaps that would be innovative. Ferran Adria was the leader in El Bulli. He had an obsession with perpetual change. It won't be an innovative experience if we sit in around tables and discuss how we might have an innovative experience. It'll have to be something that is made as freshly as the introduction of chemistry onto the dinner table. Deconstructing, reinventing dishes, using different ingredients, tastes, textures, and sci-fi equipment. Molecular gastronomy. Whatever description people care to put on it, stop imitating and start creating was Adria's guiding principle. If this huddle stops imitating other huddles and starts creating a huddle that hasn't yet been imagined, that'll be copying Adria's guiding principle. An obsession with perpetual change reminds me of a phrase Trotsky used to use, permanent revolution. I don't yet know what an innovative huddle might be like in Kong. I'd love to experience one. I'd love to co-experience one. I want to bend Bob Dylan's words into this shape. For me, the environment to have a huddle is extremely important. The environment has to bring out something in us, in me, in us, that wants to be brought out. It is a contemplative, reflective thing. People need peaceful, invigorating environments, stimulating environments. Bob said, it's not to anybody's best interest to think about how they will be perceived tomorrow. It hurts you in the long run. The evolution of a huddle is like a snake with its tail in its mouth. That's evolution. That's what it is. As soon as you're there in a huddle, you find your tail. Maybe there's no such thing as a huddle that hasn't been invented already. Maybe there is such a thing as a huddle which is imagined. Synopsis of this blog post. There is only a synopsis. An innovative synopsis is not written down, is not read, is not spoken. It's something else. Maybe it's worth making. four key takeaways. To commit to being an innovative person is to commit to a combination of hardship and satisfaction. Number two, copying others is much, much easier than not copying others. The bottom line in business innovation is imagining the impossible or what seems impossible. No one has the energy to innovate all the time. About Paul O'Mahony. Paul O'Mahony writes poetry for a living. Paul O'Mahony speaks for a living. There is a rumour that Paul O'Mahony is alive and usually in Cork.